Listen up, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives, exclusively to our listeners. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to finish up with Bill, Homeland Security individual, and Jason. Everybody else can call in now. If you're in the Middle East, if you're pro-Palestinian, pro-Israel, if you see like I do, it's tribal warfare being manipulated by the globalists, and Israel's going nowhere. They have nuclear weapons. So we need to figure out how to have peace, but the globalists don't want that. I want to hear from you on the Palestinian issue. We're going to shift gears into that and that only until constitutional lawyer Francis Boyle joins us. So that's coming up. The toll-free number to join us, just like we're talking about the globalists staging all these crises right now and where the military and Homeland Security people think it's going, we're going to then segue out of that, and we're going to talk. So I don't screen your calls, but sometimes I say it's on a subject about the Middle East and the bombing of Gaza and all the deaths and the rocket attacks and where you see all this going. 800-259-9231. But you can be in the U.S. as well. And call in with your take and your view on this. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Bill in Michigan, you're saying you work for Homeland Security and they've really ratcheted up the rhetoric against anybody right of Stalin. That's publicly going on as well, but specifically, you know, saying they're terrorists, if you're in the Tea Party, basically, that's Harry Reid driving that ship. And that's the Southern Poverty Law Center, that if you're a pro-life group, they call you terrorist. The difference is they're now, as you said, moving Homeland Security from a mission of going after Al-Qaeda to the American people. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, that's really what I'm getting at. And they're basically, they're trying to turn the rest of Homeland Security against American ideals. And Alex, there's one thing I want to say about the Border Patrol, too. I know the Border Patrol has done a lot of crappy things, but I just want to let you know that I have a lot of friends on the southwest border, and they are on our side 100%. They feel like the government has abandoned them. They feel like they are dying for nothing. And especially they think about people like Brian Terry and Robert Rosas, Border Patrol.
I want to be clear. It's a constitutional federal agency. It's one of the hardest working, best agencies out of a sea of problems. They are night and day compared to, say, like the TSA, and they just work really hard. It's really rough. I know that. And I get critical when they're messing with citizens 80 miles into the country, and they're under attack, and the system's trying to demoralize them right now. We need to support them. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right about that, Alex. And, you know, there are still some, you know, constitutional agencies that work under the enumerated powers, and my specific bureau of DHS has been around for about 200 years, so you could probably figure out why it works, but it is also an enumerated power. But, you know, yeah, not all...
What, are you in the Navy? Are you in the Coast Guard?
No, no. It's with Homeland Security.
It's Customs?
there you go. You guessed it. Yeah, I've been around since 1796. So, yeah.
When you said 200 years, I knew. Yeah, no, I mean, listen, they put that mark on my deal in Houston to really search my stuff and tear it apart. And the people there just said, this is pure crap. We're not doing it. I mean, in Houston, that's how crazy it is, where they have robot machines now removing the people. And then they can just put me on a list and not even let me in the country in the future. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I do, and you can also be put on a list, and you will never be told that you are on the list. You could be searched every single time, and it will tell you that it was random, but in secret, you're on a list. The system is called the Treasury Enforcement Communication System. The acronym is TECS. That's what they use for their silent hits on people, and I bet you have one. I would search you and look you up, but I guarantee you they'd find me. Well, you're probably on there. And that's what they do. And it's unconstitutional to do that to U.S. citizens. That was designed for
Yeah, and I mean, meanwhile, I have no criminal record, and I'm not doing anything illegal. And they all know that, and I'm watching illegals just walk right past me. And it's just pure bull. And this is the authoritarianism, and it's just getting started. All right, we're going to get to Jason, but then Derek, Andrew, Paul, and many others. Stay with us. We'll be back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Moan Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live. And, of course, don't forget we have InfoWars Nightly News. 7 o'clock Central, Monday through Friday. You can find the listings and how to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com, or follow the banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we're running a special in the month of July that's already almost half over, where you can get 5.3 months free. 5.3 months free. That's what it comes out to, that you get 5 months plus off the cost of a year when you sign up with this special at PrisonPlanet.tv to get a bunch of ebooks, a bunch of films that filmmakers have authorized us to post in HD, all of my films, special live events, the nightly news, video and audio, commercial-free podcast. I want to thank everybody that have been PrisonPlanet.tv members. The site just gets better and better. It's now top-notch after 13 years of operation. There's archive videos going back 19 years on there. prisonplanet.tv. Become a member. It helps fund the very cutting edge of this media operation. The news articles, the reporters, the videographers, the researchers, the building team that we have here. It's not just Alex Jones and the radio show. It's about having depth to our reporters, being able to travel, not just here in the U.S., but around the world to bring you news that nobody else is. And I should cut a promo ad to inspire people to sign up, because a lot of folks are signing up, and that allows us to continue and expand. And I'm going back to your calls. Because, I mean, every month now, we're breaking big national or international news stories that then cause an entire debate and that cause policy changes. It is InfoWars that proved that Obama was purposefully shipping the illegals in and paying to deploy them. Now Congress is talking about it. Now they're moving to block it. This is a big deal. The Border Patrol said this was going on. No one would listen to them. So we went down there and confirmed it. DrudgeReport.com linked to it. And we were able to then see it really explode. But all the time, we see the White House even respond to us on the Second Amendment, on energy, you name it. And that means we're having a big effect here. And one reason we've been successful is we understand how the world works. We're not idiots. We read establishment, internal publications, declassified documents. We get an incredible amount of leaked information, a lot of which I can't even cover on air because it's so classified. And I just stick it in shredding machines. I don't even want to know. And people are like, well, bring this to us. I'm not getting arrested, ladies and gentlemen. The point is, I already know what's going on without even getting documents. It's just, this just verifies it. This is an evil takeover, okay? This isn't just Democrat versus Republican. These people are playing for keeps. I mean, they're scary. And I've been told one reason I'm allowed to live and be left on the air is they think you're cowards. And they think I'm going to scare you by telling you how bad they are and that you're just going to cower. I think they've miscalculated. I mean, we're not the bad people. We're not the ones that say the state owns the kids and are putting deadly stuff in vaccines and funding Al-Qaeda and opening the borders. We're not the ones attacking Russia. I mean, I'm just a guy who doesn't want to be a slave, who wants to live in a free country. I'm not bad. And if they come after me or set me up or whatever, I mean, that's their issue. I would be more scared of not resisting them and speaking out and just quietly shutting up and watching the whole country collapse. I would be more concerned about that. I mean, I just can't give up on humanity. When people have an attitude that you can't change things, things only get worse. And I've seen incredibly positive things happen. And we're going to Jason, Rich, Derek, Andrew, Paul, and others. I'm seeing a huge awakening happening. And the old tricks the ruling class would use against people don't work anymore. And our whole world's in danger right now. A lot of people that work for the system at high level don't like what's happening either. They just don't know how to fix it as well, because it isn't just the elite that's doing this. Our own laziness, our own corruption, our own evil, and not recognizing evil has allowed this stuff to grow. I mean, here's a headline right here. Leaked data shows tenfold increase in Obama's asylum approvals, Daily Caller. And that's kind of a perennial article that comes out every week, but each week the news gets worse. They went to 80% of people not being deported from 90% being deported a few years ago, and now it's 99% don't get deported. The number of foreigners who successfully filed asylum claims in the United States almost tripled from 2012 to 2013. And that's just on asylum. You can say, I'm leaving the horrible tyranny of Guatemala. Yeah, to bring it here. They want you here because you'll be happy to have a bowl of rice and live in a cardboard box. And it's not that I've studied economics, and how societies operate. And the system knows this. Ross Perot told us this. We don't rise ourselves up bringing in giant groups of poor people in this economy and in this socialist system. It barely works if you have no welfare. It's still a problem. But if you've got welfare, man, you might as well burn your house down. I don't need to go through the mathematics of this, do I? That if you get more than 50% of people, which we now have on the dole, they become a political class that will enslave you to get more goodies, and then finally it collapses. I mean, it's called game over. Game over, man, game over. So we're at the edge of this thing. If the FBI wants to sit there and read manuals and I'm a terrorist, you actually believe that. You actually think I'm the bad guy and Ron Paul's the bad guy and that Al Gore and Obama and John Boehner are good and ISIS is good and the TSA's got to search old ladies but let the illegals in, then fine. But I believe more in people that work for the system. I know you're corrupt and out of control and under peer pressure, but I don't think you're suicidal. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Florida. U.S. Marine Corps. Then we're going to get to some of these Palestinian-Israel calls about the crisis in Gaza going on with days of bombardment. And it's just a tragedy after rockets were fired into Israel. Israel is responding and targeting civilian areas where the weapons are kept. And there's a lot of collateral damage, and it's just a tragedy. Jason, in Florida, your take on all these crises being created and where it's going.
Well, first off, I'll put to you like this. I'd like to issue a warning to all the veterans that are out there, especially any that have been involved since 9/11. I served in a rifle company, for example, and when I was in Iraq for the first time, they didn't mess with us. But then around 2007, 2008, in southern Afghanistan, when we would snatch up people, we would send them through basically a biometric scanner. They would scan their eyes, take their fingerprints, take voice samples from them. Point is, the way they trained those guys was to test it on us. So basically, they said they won't even run the machines, but who's to say they weren't lying? You look around, you see all this scanning, all these, you know, fingerprint scanners and eye detectors and everything you see on these surveillance systems around America at this point. And they're watching everywhere. Obviously, I don't need to say that. Now, where am I going to and where are we going with all this? Iraq, the way that they are highly successful over there is with shock. Shock and awe. That was their original system. They go through, they storm into your house, and you see it on these movies, and everybody gets all hyped up about it. But that's how they're training the guys to fight. That's how we're training all of our allies. That's how we're training the Iraqis. That's how we're training the Afghanis. We're teaching them these same tactics that will be used against Americans. They're drawing down the U.S. Army. They're drawing down the Marine Corps. They're drawing down the fighting type. Infantry, basic man, boot on the ground, kicking doors. They're going to use foreign troops. Not a few months ago, I remember they had foreign troops that practiced invasion in Tampa, Florida, right here close to me. Bringing it home, that's it. That's the basic,
and by the way,
principle that it is.
I was told all this 20 years ago by retired military officers, colonels, generals, you name it. And I would roll my eyes at them. Because back then, nobody was talking about this, so I got contacted by all these people. I mean, I had, like, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Admiral Moore on probably 10 times. I mean, I talked to all these guys. And General Boykin knows what's going on. He's been warning people. I had a cough all day. Sorry, I keep getting stuff in my throat. And bottom line, keep going for a second, caller.
Okay. I looked around, and this was back before I was, you know, awake, so to speak, like you like to say. I didn't even realize at that time because, you know, that was before everybody had a smartphone in their pocket. That was before, you know, I realized that there was a surveillance grid really watching us. That was before I knew that WWW didn't just mean, you know, just wasn't the starting address to a website, that was actually a web, the World Wide Web that you talk about.
Exactly. And going back to those military officers, they said foreign troops will be used, I-4, the UN. And we'd always roll our eyes at that. But then they had NLE-09 and others where they admitted troops from 15 nations practicing to, quote, take on American domestic extremists. They really plan on doing this. And working with contractors and collaborators, they're going to hunt down the veterans in this country. And people say, well, they'll end up losing. That's the plan. They want to chew everybody up in this contrived crisis. And by the way, your instincts are right.
MIT designed with the computer companies those systems where you take the digital photo and have the computer terminal and do that in Fallujah. That is the model at the driver's license facilities now, integrated in with the face scanning cameras that are going up everywhere. And they do have the veterans all in those databases. But more importantly, they've got heat residence off the top of your head and shoulders with a fingerprint, and that's how they're tracking you. I appreciate your call. Great points. Okay, Derek, Andrew, Paul, Rich, your calls are coming up on the Middle East situation. Stand by.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, I'll probably end up doing some overdrive to continue this discussion because Francis Boyle's coming up for 30 minutes to get into Ukraine, the Middle East, everything. In fact, we'll probably take some calls for Francis Boyle with Derek, Andrew, Paul, Rich, Doug, and others. In fact, I'm going to go to some of you right now. Here's why I stand on what Israel's doing in the Gaza Strip, killing hundreds of people, some of them innocents, as they strike back because of Hamas and others launching rockets into the country. It always devolves into a discussion of should Israel exist or not. The fact is it does exist, and Israel has nuclear weapons, so Israel's not going anywhere. But no one in the cause celeb range is complaining about 300,000 dead Arabs and Christians, Arab Christians and others in Syria, or the people being slaughtered, the moderate Muslims and Christians in Iraq right now by Western-backed ISIS. So people always, you know, send me emails and see comments. Why aren't you covering Israel? Why are you covering it up? We have all these articles saying it's not good, talking about it, opening the phones up to talk about it. It's like a one-upman. Oh, you don't care about the AIDS issue, or you don't care about the Palestinians. Or meanwhile, the globalists are slaughtering Ukrainians, Muslims, Arabs, you name it. So, yes, I do care. But my issue is, why is what Israel does the big issue and nothing else? It becomes just a cop-out. It's just easy to go, oh, Israel did it all. And that's where I stand on this. It's much more sophisticated. You want to be critical? Be critical of Netanyahu coming out 3 weeks ago and saying, we need ISIS. We need to back ISIS because they're already backing them. I mean, I want to hear from Jews that live in Israel. Because I've had some folks call in from Israel and go, yeah, we are kind of backing it in Syria. I think that's wrong. Yeah, it's wrong. I'm just against this whole reprobate system where you fund evil to attack your enemy and then it attacks you and then the governing class gets to take everybody's rights. That's who wins. And guess what? The governing class acts the same in Saudi Arabia and Israel and the U.S., everywhere. And it's that governing class I'm against and the tricks they use. And if you just get past Arab, Jew, German, Chinese, Mexican, American, whatever, then you can have a real debate about the tactics being used and not have it be a bunch of tribalism. Are you for the Palestinians or for the Israelis? When it's much more sophisticated than that. Derek in California, you're on the air. What's your take on this?
Yes. Shalom. I'm an Israelite in California, and I believe that the globalists are just using this war over there to bring about their new world order. Like Revelations 11:2 says the new world order will last for 42 months. And I learned all of this from Joseph Israel, that a true Israelite is someone who follows Jesus. So using this political nation over there as the chosen people gives America a reason to send money and get all the Christian support. But anyone who follows Jesus is a true Israelite, and Israelites are scattered all over the world. And Joseph Israel's music and radio show really taught me this, that these political nations are not being directed by God, and that you're an Israelite if you follow Jesus. And so Israel is really in the whole earth, and the new world order will rise and fall and only last 42 months, according to Revelation 11:2.
All right, I'm going to jump to another caller. Very good points. Whether you believe in God, the Bible, or not, what the man is saying has a lot of bearing. There's the Nutricardi Jews, you know, who are you know, Orthodox and who, you know, follow the ancient. They're Hasidic, really, and they're like, hey, the Bible clearly says, the Torah says, Israel can't have a government until the Messiah comes back. So what is this government? And then it just becomes this whole debate. And then you get Christian Zionists who love the police state and love everything else. And then they just sit around going, oh, thank God Israel's about to get blown up. It means it's the end of the world. I mean, it's just craziness, man. And I'm tired of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in Minnesota. You're on the air. What's your take on all this?
Actually, my take is it's all intertwined with, you know, the rush on our southern border mixed in with ISIS, mixed in with what's going on in Gaza. It's all a plan to just cripple and topple anything that we have tried to put forth with, you know, letting Israel and the Palestinians have their quote-unquote ceasefire.
No, I agree. It is a globalist destabilization program worldwide. The question is, what are they planning next?
Easy. The collapse of the United States.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
And, you know, it all takes place over in the Middle East. That's what nobody is understanding is you know, if we put so much effort out there trying to stabilize something that's not going to get stabilized, get our nose out of it, because we're going to crush our own economy trying to help out everybody. Why do you think the rush on the southern border? We give half the money we're giving to these Islamist states to our southern border and to our northern border. We have the most prosperous continent in the world.
Exactly. But the globalists don't want prosperity because it's a rigged system. Excellent call. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I won't go over his bio in the interest of time. Professor Francis Anthony Boyle is a best-selling author. He helped write the Biological Weapons Convention. He served on the board of directors of Amnesty International, represented Bosnia-Herzegovina at the World Court. He served as a legal advisor to the Palestinian delegation to the Middle East peace negotiations from 91 to 93. In 2007, he delivered the Bertrand Russell Peace Lectures. Professor Boyle teaches international law at the University of Illinois campaign, and the author of, and I'm not going to go over all the books he's written, you can just type in his name and find them. He has a Ph.D., magna cum laude from Harvard University and more. And he basically took the somewhat secretive Harvard Ph.D. that Kissinger and a few others have had, where they actually tell you how things really work. That's what Carol Quigley's book was about, was to have a manual so people could understand, wait a minute, we fund the terrorists, but then we fight the terrorists. And so he's a unique individual to break down the full spectrum of what we face. And for representing Muslims persecuted in this country, clearly we've done nothing. He's been put on no-fly list, you name it. So he's been through a lot. He's been to the Middle East countless times. He can break down what he thinks is happening. But it's pretty obvious now. You've got Netanyahu openly endorsing ISIS a few weeks ago. You've got other countries endorsing it. You've got Saudi Arabia helping fund it. You've got NATO involved, British Special Forces, even the London Guardian reports, as we told you years ago, training some of them. I'm not saying they run them, but they're funding them and turning them loose. Then you've got Russia saying they may start striking Ukraine anytime because of shelling into their country. Over 1,000 dead in the last few days, according to the Ukrainians, bombing civilian areas, and the Ukrainians are bragging about it. You've got Soros behind that. All hell's breaking loose with the border being opened by design. That's now confirmed. The elite are bringing in global crisis. So I want to ask somebody who's been through the similar globalist training but turned against him early on what he thinks the grand plan is. Is this order out of chaos, or do they just think it is? Or has megalomania set in like Hitler and Napoleon with these adventures? Who's running the show, and where does he think it's all going? If anybody can tell us, it's Francis Boyle. Thanks for coming on, sir. What do you think's going on?
Well, thank you very much for having me on, Alex, and my best to your audience. Yes, when you mention what's going on, I think we have to go back to my teacher, mentor, and friend, the late, great Hans Morgenthau, who founded international political science. And, in fact, Kissinger revered Morgenthau. And when he taught international relations at Harvard, he used Morgenthau's casebook, Politics Among Nations. And what is going on now, and if you do a Google search under my name, you'll see an essay by me entitled Unlimited Imperialism, which Morgenthau was writing about a phenomena which for him described Alexander, the Romans, Hitler, Napoleon, and others of this nature, to distinguish it from ordinary imperialism. Namely, they want to control and dominate the entire world. And what I argued in my essay is taking Morgenthau's definition of unlimited imperialism, that is what we have seen the United States power elite, financial power elite, engage in since the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001. They're going for broke, just like the Romans or Alexander or Napoleon or Hitler, and they will continue to go all out. And the difference between Bush and Obama, it's Tweedledum versus Tweedledee. I've been through all these elite programs at Chicago and Harvard, and Obama's was behind me at Harvard Law School. Romney and I actually took all of our first year law courses together at Harvard Law School. So there's no real difference here as far as the elite sees it. They're going for broke. And in the process, they realize to do this, they must establish a police state here at home. And you and I have been through this before. I believe I was in your documentary on this matter, so I'm not going to belabor it here. But, starting with the USA Patriot Act, the FISA Amendments Act, the National Defense Authorization Act, which, by the way, Senator Levin said, when they first drafted it, it did not apply to United States citizens. And it was President Obama who insisted that it apply to United States citizens so that the military could basically pick up and disappear any citizen they want to here in the United States for whatever reason. Now we have the Obama drone campaign. I'm not here to justify President Bush Jr., But even President Bush Jr. did not arrogate to himself the right to murder United States citizens, which Obama and his Attorney General Holder have done and have made it quite clear, Holder and Brennan, the head of the CIA, that they're fully sure. prepared to do that here in the United States of America.
So there's an accelerated rotting. Let me ask you this before you go into the big picture and talk about what's happening in the Middle East currently and where you see their next step being. And Professor Francis Boyle joins us. What I'm getting at is it seems like a classical power grab on every front, but whereas Caesar and Alexander actually went out and led their forces, they weren't even trying to so much degenerate their own culture just to dominate what was happening back in Rome, but that degeneracy came regardless. What I'm saying is the political elite run by Wall Street that make 40-to-1 bets with other people's money seems so dysfunctional and mentally ill. Looking at this as a student of history, I don't see their plan succeeding. I do see there being a chance of nuclear war and them destroying civilization. I mean, that's what I'm getting at. I mean, how dangerous are these people? What is your gut gestalt on where we are when the history books are written later?
Well, on both the domestic and the international point, on the domestic point first, you're right about the financial elite in America. All of a sudden, the National Defense Authorization Act came out of nowhere. Why? They were terrified by the Occupy Wall Street movement taking off all over the country. And that's what produced NDAA. On the international arena, yes, of course, we could have a serious war at any time, as you pointed out in Ukraine, where Obama and his neocons and his neo-libs, there's not much difference, sponsored a neo-Nazi coup d'etat in Ukraine that overthrew a democratically elected government. We've now had firing across the undemarcated border between Ukraine and Russia. It appears they're trying to provoke Russia to invade Ukraine. And then the trap will have been sprung, and you'll have their puppet there, Poroshenko, invoke Article 51, the right of collective self-defense, and you'll have NATO forces streaming into Ukraine for sure. It's not exactly clear where they'll stop. You remember in the Clinton administration when they were bombing Serbia over Kosovo, General Wesley Clark ordered the NATO troops to take the Kosovo airport. And fortunately, the British military commander, Mike Jackson, refused because it was occupied by Russian troops and said that he's not prepared to start World War III. Well, who knows what will happen? The current policy towards Russia is being orchestrated by Zbigniew Brzezinski. I went through the same PhD program at Harvard that produced both Kissinger and Brzezinski before me. Brzezinski is an expatriate Pole who hates the Russians, and he wants to see them broken up into Russia, broken up into a million pieces. The top White House advisor at the National Security Council on Russia is a Brzezinski protege. Obama's mentor at Columbia was Brzezinski, and Brzezinski ran his entire foreign affairs campaign in 2008. So this is an extremely dangerous situation in Ukraine. Likewise in Syria and Iraq. At any time, Obama could start bombing in Iraq. And as you correctly pointed out in your introductory comments, ISIS was by us. It started with the Obama administration. Even Senator Rand Paul said this, and I'm a political independent, as you know, Alex, but even Senator Rand Paul said, well, yeah, we were arming ISIS, which is true. That's where the Benghazi operation was all about, shipping Muslim fundamentalists, weapons, equipment, and supplies into Syria. This war against Syria is Obama's idea. And he is armed, every armed, equipped, supplied, and trained every jihadi they can find including those they used to overthrow Gaddafi.
Sure, let me ask you this then. Why is the ruling establishment doing things that they've never done so nakedly by an order of power? Or correct me if you think that's a wrong statement. I mean, they just seem to really have a crazed aura to them that just reeks of disaster. I mean, they just don't seem to care and have any sanity. And as you said, we came millimeters with in Pristina and Kosovo from war with the Russians. We came millimeters in Georgia. And now it appears with Soros and the rest of them that even if the U.S. policy doesn't go with this, there's other NATO forces and Soros forces that are hell-bent on starting a war with Russia. How do they think they're going? Where do they want to go with this? I mean, I don't see it being successful.
Well, and also with China, Alex, Obama's pivot to Asia, taken right out of Brzezinski's grand chessboard, and you have these little bitty pieces of rock, the Diu Islands right off of Taiwan, that Japan stole from China in the 1895 war of aggression against China when it was weak. And yet, after World War II, we refused to give it back to China. And now we, the United States, both Secretary of State Clinton and Secretary of Defense Hagel, have threatened to go to war so that Japan, the militarist in Japan, can hang on to these little pieces of rock right there in the...
And now the Chinese government, as you know, I've been telling the audience in the last week in their official dailies, have said, okay, they're prepared for nuclear war with the U.S. They're going on maximum alert and build up. And then the same elite have heavily invested in China. I mean, I look at the globalists, this collection of neocons and liberal cons and all the rest of them, neo-libs. They really don't even have a formula at all. It's just screw everyone, screw over civilization, screw over classical egalitarianism. These people are the plague.
Well, you could read Machiavelli's The Prince or Thomas Hobbes' The Leviathan. The Prince for Foreign Affairs and Leviathan for Constructing a Totalitarian Dictatorship. Because if you go through any of these elite programs, like at the University of Chicago,
they have you read them.
Where neocons come from, where I was schooled as an undergrad, and then Harvard, you have to know Machiavelli and Hobbes by your heart. And then add in there Nietzsche, and that pretty much accounts for it.
And by the way, that was my next point. And again, of course, these are philosophers that, you know, that people like Hitler loved. For those that don't understand, Hillary, her favorite book's 1984 because she sees it as a beautiful world. And when you were bringing up Kissinger, like in the, you know, the individual exposing the, you know, total empire, they see it as a model. And so that's what you're getting at.
That's correct. And Clinton went to Yale Law School. I interviewed there for a job in 1977. They're no different from Harvard Law School. Bill Clinton went there, too. So, again, what you have here is elitist training grounds to produce these imperial managers, whether Democrats or Republicans is pretty irrelevant. It's all the same, to rule the world. Only now, as I said, after September 11th, in the, as you, I'm sure you've discussed, the PNAC report, they're going for broke. They're literally going to try to take over Russia and China. And the Brzezinski Grand Chessboard lays it all out there if you want to read it.
It's madness. And they've been sticking with the same plan for 40 years, 60 years, depending on how you look at it. How do you see an ending? Because I know a lot of people in the establishment I talk to are pretty freaked out. The military's freaked out. The police are waking up. Americans can see that cages are being built around us. I mean, this isn't going to be like some British empire where we at least get some of the goods. And I'm not endorsing the British empire. This is an empire that dominates humanity itself. I mean, it's the job of every human on the planet to resist this empire. But what do we replace it with?
Well, you're correct, Alex, that if it keeps going the way it is, we're going to have another world war, either with Russia or China or both. I don't know how much time we have. And then the final consolidation of a police state here at home in order to run it. And it'll be just like 1984 by George Orwell. We're coming very close to that. Permanent war abroad and a police state at home. Yes, we're close. We don't have much time. I don't know how much time we have. Anything could go wrong. Remember, 100 years ago, there was this assassination in Sarajevo. I visited that scene when I was Bosnia's lawyer.
The Crown Prince.
Right. No one thought that would lead to a world war, and yet 10 million people were dead. Well, now we have nuclear weapons, certainly in the hands of the United States, Russia, China, Israel, Pakistan. Pakistan's another tinder point. It's very clear the neocons want to crack up Pakistan and neutralize the Pakistani nukes, just as they've cracked up and destroyed Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Sudan. And this goes back to the memoirs by General Wesley Clark, where he admits after 9/11, 2001, the neocons under Wolfowitz in the Pentagon came up with a plan to take out 7 Arab and Muslim states. And they're going right down that list. And I was at the University of Chicago with Wolfowitz. He was ahead of me getting his PhD in political science and international relations. While I was getting my undergrad in international relations with Hans Morgenthau. He's part of this neocon cabal. His mentor there was Albert Wohlstetter from the RAND Corporation.
Stay there, yeah, RAND Corporation, right at the center of the spider web. We're going to go into overdrive with a phone call. Stay with us.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
segment on the full radio show. I'll go to Overdrive and talk to Paul, Doug, Rich, Nick, Mary, and others. I may do a whole hour of Overdrive. Some stations do carry it. Fourth hour of yours doesn't. Infowars.com/show for the free audio video feeds of the daytime transmission. Briefly, don't forget this hour was brought to you by the non-GMO, developed right here in America, super high quality, storable foods and other preparedness items from MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Food lasts 20 years. It's great to have an insurance policy you can eat. Give them a call, 866-229-0927. You're nuts if you don't get high-quality, storable foods. The place I go, the place I recommend is MyPatriotSupply.com. Okay, we got 5 minutes left. Mr. Boyle, Professor Boyle, I appreciate your time, your energy, and all the books you've written and what you've done to try to help this country and the world. I do see a big awakening happening, but I see the political class organizing to try to crush peaceful political redress of grievances. And as Jack Kennedy said, those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And the system really does plan for this big war with the American people. Your closing comments on some way out of this without having a civil war here in the empire.
Well, you know, we still have our First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of religion, that we have to do everything to organize to stop these people. We also have our Second Amendment rights. We've discussed this before, Alex. I'm not a gun person myself, but the Second Amendment does recognize now freedom to bear arms. And even Justice Scalia, in his decision on the Heller case, said one of the purposes of the Second Amendment is to prevent a tyrannical government. So those are the directions we're moving in. I think everyone, not, you know, I'm not here to promote violence, but everyone has to do, I think, under these terrible circumstances, what his or her conscience tells them to do, because we could have a war very soon. Congress goes out of session in August, and that's always a bad time for imperial presidents to wage war, because they know there is no congressional control upon them. There is no prospect of anyone introducing a bill of impeachment to restrain them. I certainly have advocated that Obama be impeached, the sooner the better, to stop this movement towards war in a police state.
Sure. Pat Buchanan's argument that Republicans can win brownie points by not doing it and let him get worse is like saying, you know, murderers should go free. You then join with the immorality by not impeaching him. And you know, even Ron Paul said he's never seen anything like Obama. And he's usually, no, let's don't impeach because they're all bad. We should impeach them all. But he said, no, last Friday, he said, this is a special viral growth of evil. Let me just, in closing, say this, and then get your take on it. If you can do 5 more minutes in Overdrive, I understand you probably can't, but Professor,
sure.
Used to soldiers fought. Used to Caesar fought some. Alexander fought. This is really in the last 50 to 100 years, but now it's really coming to a head where the soldiers don't fight. It's drones. So I'm going to come back after 1 minute, get your take, and we'll come back in more Overdrive callers. I promise I'll go to you at 8 after. I want to ask you this key question. What does it mean when humans are taken out of the equation? And what does it say of an elite that are disconnected?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence.
independence, but to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at Maiden1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.